we may have found the dumbest man in America, and he lives in Brentwood, Tennessee. So Alan Ritchson, actor, very large man, giant muscles like SpongeBob at the beach, the blow-up muscles, but his are real. He beat the tar out of a guy in his neighborhood in Brentwood who confronted him while he was riding his motorcycle through the neighborhood with his kid behind him.
Yeah, his two sons.
And the video came out briefly right at the beginning. It just started with Alan Ritchson, the star of Reacher, pummeling this guy while he's on the ground.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what led up to it. We're like, oh, wow, what, you know, why did he attack this guy? And they've decided now that they're not, the police are not going to file any charges.
Yeah.
Because they said he was defending himself.
Yeah, there was more video that I'm assuming Alan released. He was driving his bike. He had like a body cam of sorts on him. Mm-hmm. And the neighbor stepped out in front of him and he got mad and was like, hey, you could have seriously hurt me or my son's, like, what are, or yourself, like, what are you doing? And they started getting in an argument over it. And then one thing led to another. The guy kept like accosting Alan. Alan got back on his bike and the guy like pushed him off his bike.
Oh, man.
And so at that point, he had had enough and decided to put him in his place.
And he knocked the bike over.
Yes.
I mean, this, how dumb is that? Like, it doesn't sound like this guy was like thinking rationally because who picks a fight with a human tank?
Exactly. And Alan's bipolar, and I don't know if like this guy knew that. I'm assuming not. But like, I wouldn't really want to mess with somebody who's
who might be having a bad day.
Yeah, manic. Yeah. You just never know. And you never know, period. But yeah, like crazy.
Well, just like why? Like, I don't care how justified you think you are or like how righteous your cause. Why do you pick a fight with a guy who could literally eat you?
I also want to know why he thought it would be smart to release that footage, because if you have footage, someone else in that neighborhood probably has the entire footage. So now you just look like a raging moron.
He was trying to like get ahead of it and shape the story into, I'm just a victim.
Right. So didn't turn out in his favor.
I wonder if he was going for a lawsuit.
Oh,
probably. That could very well be.
I mean, Alan's probably got some money.
It's but still, if he was living in that neighborhood, I saw some of those houses. Those are some nice houses.
They're
huge. He has to have some money, too.
I'm sure he's doing well. I never knew he lived in Brentwood.
Neither did
I. Me either.
Yeah, because I've seen the show, Reacher, which is a good show. And he's got a movie on Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know he lived here locally.
Did you know he actually interviewed for Thor, to be Thor?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
The part that Chris Hemsworth got.
Yep.
He was up for it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I could see that, but Chris Hemsworth plays a better Thor in my opinion.
Yeah.
I
mean,
100%.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
As somebody who's lived years in Mount Juliet, this new bit of headline has absolutely stopped me in my tracks. They're pausing development of new housing developments, especially massive ones, for a year in Mount Juliet.
Smart.
Can they do that in Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Hendersonville did it just not long ago. They announced they were doing the same thing, which is so smart and kind of the opposite of what Mount Juliet has been doing for about 20 years.
Right.
Which is build it, we'll figure out about the roads around it later.
Well, and like they did in Nashville, they built all these apartments and then nobody came. So yeah, let's just wait till we need them, maybe.
Yeah, maybe just pump the brakes just a bit.
No, we're over in Germantown, and they're when I first got there in 2012, there were like one. There's one apartment complex. Now there are, I think we're approaching 15.
Jeez.
I'm like, in that small footprint, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
Parking, traffic, all that stuff.
Well, if you like puppies and you like going to the gym, this gym might be for you. 7 Minute Fitness has been adding dogs into their workouts. The owner is bringing rescue dogs in there, hopefully to get them adopted.
Oh, wow.
The gym members love it. Some people have adopted them. So if you need a dog or if you need a workout, go to 7 Minutes Workout.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's in East Nashville.
And if you check out the Woody and Jim Show Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, we have our Wet Nose Wednesday dog.
Oh, Darla.
Darla.
She's absolutely gorgeous. Check her out. You need a little, mood boost. Adam joins us this morning.
Woo!
What do you got?
So there's this teenager in South Africa, and she created earrings that snap pictures and alerts police in the event of an assault.
Whoa.
Wow. Heard her. Yeah. So it's really cool. I cannot find a video of it.
It's
but
like
yeah.
the smartest person. What
yeah.
a great idea.
Yeah.
And she's a teenager. I think she's like 16.
Good for her. That's yeah. great.
The future is bright.
It is.
That's cool.
Gender Wars time. And joining us on the phone now is Kyle from Nashville and Charnel from Mount Juliet.
Woo.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Oop, let me just turn up your volume. There you are. Hey, guys, let's get to know you a little bit, starting with you, Charnel. So when you're loading the utensils into the dishwasher, is it handles up or handles down?
Okay, so this is kind of weird. It's handles down except for the knives.
You want the
yes.
knives?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Going down so you don't stab yourself.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
What about you, Kyle? Which way does it go into the dishwasher? Handles up or down?
The obvious answer is handles down, but I'm actually currently unloading a dishwasher my daughter loaded, and all of the handles are up.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Early signs of rebellion there.
Well, if that's the worst thing she's doing,
yeah.
you got it pretty easy as a parent. All right, you each have a screw you can use in case you get in trouble during the contest. Let's begin with multiple choice questions. Woody's out. Adam, you are taking over the questions for the girls today.
All right, Charnel. Is the official basketball for the NCAA March Madness made by Wilson, Nike, or Spalding?
Wilson.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Good job.
Ding, ding, ding. Do you see Beyonce in blue jeans commercials for Wranglers, Levi's, or American Eagle?
Levi?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right.
All right. It's tied up 1-1.
Charnel, you got this. Duluth Trading Company, Buck Naked, is a brand of what?
Underwear.
Very good.
Woo!
Nice job.
Kyle, nobody puts baby in the corner is a famous line from what movie?
Dirty Dancing.
Yes!
Yes!
Woo!
Nice
we got
job.
A good game so far.
Worked it out. It's perfect.
All right, Charnel, how is Daredevil different from other Marvel superheroes?
He's blind.
Very good.
Yes.
Nice job.
All right. Perfect game for Chanel. Kyle.
Who is the host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network?
Guy Fieri.
Yes. We got a perfect game.
Oh, you guys are fantastic. Woo-hoo. All right. We got to settle this thing in overtime with Name That Song. We'll give you up to 5 lines from the song for you to name it. Chanel, how many do you think you need to start out?
2.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Daring strategy. So, Kyle, do you want to try it in 1 line or make her do it?
I will let her do that.
All right.
Here are the 2 lines. You must identify the song. It's poetry in motion. Now she's making love to me.
Poetry in motion. Now she's making love to me. Oh, my God.
And the song is... Oh,
oh no!
Oh.
She blinded me with science! What an exciting game.
Good
that
job,
was
guys.
A good
Kyle,
game.
You are victorious. Making her do it was her downfall. Congratulations, you got tickets for Supercross coming to Nissan Stadium. You see motorcycles and mud flying everywhere. It's an awesome time. You get a 4-pack of tickets for that. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars. It's Woody and Jim. A totally hits 93.3. We love to do unpopular opinions on Wednesdays, so we throw these out there. Are they unpopular or are they secretly popular? It's up for you to decide. Gina, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah. So if I'm being honest, I think high school reunions are dumb and pointless.
100%.
Yeah. I don't really care what you've been up to. And also for me and my generation, we've had social media since I've been in high school. It was at the very end of high school. So, like, I've been keeping up with you from afar.
There's no catching up needed, right?
I don't need to talk about you and your kids and your job. You went on a rant yesterday about it.
What's new?
Yeah. Like, and most of the people I went to high school with, I just don't care about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Here's my theory on high school reunions. Okay, back in the day when we didn't have social media, you did need to find out what was going on with people.
Of course.
Makes sense.
But the first high school reunion, like 10 years, terrible.
Okay.
Everybody's still a jerk.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know what I mean?
There's still trauma.
And I put myself in that same category.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's dealing with trauma. They're still got the cliques and everybody's, you know, just got their own issues. When you hit the later high school reunions, everybody's kind of mellowed out. All right, I'm chill. You know what?
Did you go to 20?
I did go to 20.
Okay. Nice.
That was the last one I went to. I didn't get, I don't live near where my high school is anymore.
Right.
So it's a tough thing to go to. But I enjoyed the 20.
Yeah.
It was great. Everybody was cool. Like, you know, hey, there was no more like little categories everybody put people in.
I don't dislike you anymore. I've had time to shake it off.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you were a jerk, but you've gotten better.
Yeah. And who cares? You know, so was I. Like, yeah.
Woody's out today. He's got the day off. Adam, give us an if I'm being honest.
So this is going to be controversial.
Ooh,
and I'm not going to apologize for it at all.
Yeah, we love that.
I hate chocolate. I think it's terrible.
Oh my gosh.
It makes me nauseous.
I would find it hard to live without it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it something you've always hated?
Yes.
Really?
Mint chocolate chip ice cream is like as hard as I can go.
So you don't like Reese's peanut butter cups or
no.
like... No,
I don't dislike
chocolate.
Reese's peanut butter cups. Like, I'll eat one every now and then.
Yeah, you just don't crave
but
it.
I can't. I don't like sweets, period, but no. Chocolate is awful.
You're one of maybe three people I've met in my life that just didn't care about chocolate.
Yeah.
To me, it'd be a very hard life without it.
So you're easy to buy for Valentine's Day. You just, like, you're easy.
Yep.
Yeah.
No chocolate.
No chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, it's very expensive, so you're you're very lucky.
I'm being economical.
Yeah,
it's just
there you
smart.
If I'm being honest, and this is something that may not go over well,
uh-oh.
In a state that's completely based on scenic tourism, but camping is terrible, and it's pretty much paying to pretend to be homeless.
Oh, no.
100%.
No!
I hate it so much.
I love camping. Oh, man.
A friend of mine, like, they used to go camping with their dad, and... Every camping trip, their dad would say, now, when we sleep in our tents, we're going to sleep in tents that are nowhere near each other because I need to be alone at night. And come to find out, like 15 years later, my friend learned that his dad would not go to another tent just over the hill. He drove to a hotel, would wake up at the hotel, take a shower, and then come back as if he camped.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
He's kind of my hero.
Oh, that's funny. I think I would be more of like a high maintenance camper or like a bougie camper now. I can't.
Glamping?
What does
glamping.
That look like?
Like an RV or like a... Okay, yeah, somewhere with like clean
really,
showers.
Is that camping though?
Glamping.
Every time you do, like, you get more and more like a house, aren't you kind of like moving away from the
camping? I could do tents, but I need to have like an established bathroom and shower. I can't just like pee into a hole and like take a shower in a lake anymore. Like, I have a skincare routine now.
That was my wife.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, Scouts.
Yeah.
It's all yours.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how to do this, but I guess I got it.
Yeah.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
This is bringing joy to so many people. There's this guy, Steven Spencer. He's a high school music teacher, and he also happens to be the dad of a three-year-old girl who likes to tell him stories. Mm-hmm. So what he does is he writes those stories down word for word and doesn't fix them. The way she said them is the way it comes out in the songs that he makes, and they're pretty fantastic.
Oh.
Here's the story she told him about the Apple Man that he set to song.
There was an Apple Man, and his name was just Apple the Stooler.
Apple the Stooler, the Apple Man.
He really didn't know just where was his Apple Man.
His Apple Man was small.
Yeah, yeah. So he was hopping around.
He was hopping along.
Oh, a little apple.
Like apples.
To go to
yes.
How cute.
Oh, I love
that.
a real one, Daddy.
I love it. Kids are just amazing. Oh. And I can hear the words coming out of her mouth she sings them.
Oh, so cute.
That's adorable.
If you want to see other songs that he's done, Gina's put together a fantastic little kind of greatest hits of his daughter's story set to song. You can go to Totally Hits Nashville on Facebook and also the Woody and Jim Show Facebook, or go to totallyhitsnashville.com and hear more about the Apple Man. And it's Wet Nose Wednesday.
Yay.
And Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association with little Darla.
Yes, Darla. This is Darla. She is 2 months old and she is all puppy. She's very entertaining. She's a good time.
She just loves people. She loves to climb. She loves to give kisses. And she's a bundle.
Yeah, she's kind of like a little circus dog. She wants to just be on your shoulder.
She was climbing on all of us. It was so cute.
She's part parrot. So does she have brothers and sisters?
She does. It is a litter of 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they're all just so cute, so sweet. And actually, this Thursday, we are having $80 off adoptions.
Wow.
To Fantastic. Celebrate our 80th birthday. So we're doing a little open house so people can come by even if they're not adopting and just kind of see what NHA is all about. But I highly suggest adopting Darla.
Oh, yeah. She is so sweet.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. A very good girl.
She's brown. She's white. She's got some black highlights just for drama.
She's all the things. Very energetic. But you can tell she... Behind those eyes is like a warm, fuzzy, just great companion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she is so excited to not be in the shelter right now. So trust me, as soon as I take her back, she's probably going to pass out for hours.
Right? After her best day ever.
Yeah. Which so if you come by today, if she's leaving, that's false advertising.
So when somebody comes in and says, I need Darla or one of the other adorable puppies, senior dogs, regular dogs, cats, kittens. When they adopt, they don't have to go to the vet. They've already had like all their initial shots, microchip. They've been spayed or neutered. Like they're ready to go.
Yeah, we do a tip to tail exam on all of our dogs and cats. So they are up to date on all of their vaccines. They are spayed, neutered, microchipped, like you said, like all the things. And actually, your first vet visit, we give you a VCA certificate for $250. So when you do have to go to the vet, we also help
That's
with
great.
That. Yeah, wow. We just want to make sure everybody is set up for success and that you just get to enjoy the fun stuff.
A forever loving home.
Yeah.
So if you want to see Darla, you can follow Woody and Jim Show and Totally Hits 93.3 on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And see just how adorable she is. You can't resist her. You will fall in love. Pretty beautiful morning. Totally Hits 93.3 with Woody and Jim in the morning. It is going to be a high of 72 today, partly sunny.
Beautiful.
Pretty decent for spring.
Love that.
I just started hearing about this yesterday, mm-hmm. and I don't even know what the concept is. But
yeah.
Explain to you. You said everybody's talking about sleep divorce.
Yes.
What is that?
So it's like the practice of... A husband and wife, whatever, sleeping in separate rooms or separate beds.
Smart.
Okay.
So you think that's okay.
Adam's he's here because Woody's out today. Why is this a smart thing? Why are people saying definitely do it?
I feel like everybody has different patterns when they sleep.
Totally.
You're a thrasher, you're a snorer, you're whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so if one of you, like I'm an insomniac. So everything bothers me.
Sure.
Like my dog's barking at 3 a.m. bothers me. The dump truck at 6 a.m., the dumpster, whatever, the trash people at 6 a.m. bothers me. So, I mean, I think everyone has their own individual patterns that work for them.
And
so
if you're not on the same page.
Yeah. Like if one of you just sleeps dead through the night and the other one does not, I feel like it's a fair compromise.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the goal is sleep rather than like togetherness.
Right. And that's, I guess, like 30% of U.S. adults are now doing that over sleeping with their significant other.
My mom, like, I mean, I exist, so she had to have spent at least one night in the same bed as my father. But
right.
My father snored and my mom had insomnia. So, like, she never slept in the same bed. She would sleep on the couch or one of the kids' beds or something like that.
I can see it. I'm a physical touch person. So like Landon and I are always touching in bed, whether it's like my foot on his foot or like whatever the case may be.
Some connection.
Yes. But however, I hate snoring. If I wake up to somebody snoring, I want to kill them. I cannot. Like my dad, I mean, growing up with my dad snored to like hotel rooms and stuff. Like, oh gosh, it just like.
It's grating.
Oh, it's awful. Thank God Landon doesn't snore. I don't know what I would do if I was with a husband who snored. Like, because I need that physical touch, but I need sleep too. And I want to love the person I'm with. And I don't think that that would happen.
You need them to sleep in some kind of sound containing.
Yeah, get a surgery or do something.
So I don't have to hear it.
Yeah. No, but I can totally get it. I totally understand.
Like you're a new mother. Mm-hmm. I work with a woman who's a new mother, kind of. Her kid's two now. But like, she makes her husband sleep somewhere else because those hours in bed are her only alone time.
Yeah.
And so I kind of get it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not having children, but
everybody, including you.
Yeah.
It's just her and the dog.
Yeah. That makes sense.
The dogs. Yeah. Totally a whole other conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So this is kind of cool. TikTok and Apple Music are joining forces. They're going to launch a new feature, which once like the song plays, you can click a button that says play full song and it'll bring you to Apple Music. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm listening to a song and I'm like, oh, I like this. Like, I wonder what it is. So that'll be kind of cool. And then it also will be a new revenue opportunity for the artist.
We always need that.
We do. Yeah, pretty cool.
So Meta, the people that bring you Facebook, Instagram, they went on trial in New Mexico. And there's trials kind of going on everywhere. But there was a verdict yesterday in which the jury said, yes, they knowingly harmed kids. While it may not have been the intention, they knew every step of the way, every part of their research showed that it was really bad for children.
Interesting.
And online safety, but they continued anyway.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They had to pay, they're going to have to pay a $375 million fine, and judge is going to figure out what they need to do to make things safer.
Good.
Pretty much.
I like it.
Shut them now.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Gina asked this question earlier, but like, who gets what money?
Yeah.
Should go to every kid who feels horrible about themselves.
Right. Go pay for therapy.
Right.
There you go.
Woody's out today. Adam, what you got?
So this is really cool. Everyone's kind of down on AI right now. Mm-hmm. This guy in Australia, he uploaded his dog's DNA to ChatGPT and made a custom vaccine that helped him cure his cancer.
What?
So yeah, it made it from scratch.
So, this is one of the huge upsides of AI.
Yeah.
With all the worries that we have, is that medical breakthroughs are going to be pretty amazing.
Saved his dog. There is a silver lining out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though flying right now is terrible, especially with the TSA issues and the super long waits, there's a bunch of changes coming to airlines. Gina, start us off with one of them.
Yeah, so United is going to be launching a thing called Relax Row, where you can, if nobody has bought the seats next to you, they can give you like a air mattress to put across all three seats so you can lay down on your flight.
Ooh, that's nice.
That is really nice. I guess it'll be launching in 2027 and it's for like long flights.
So really, the thing is, you find out who's sitting next to you while you're getting ready to board the plane and just like, I just saw a mechanic shaking his head while he was working on the plane. He said, nope, I wouldn't fly it. Here we go. See if you can convince them to not go so that the seat next to you is open.
Yeah.
And you can lay out.
Yep.
What else? What else is changing? Did you say Southwest has something going on?
Yes. Yeah, so, upon all of their other complaints, one of them is the people that are sitting in the back of the plane or like in the front of the plane but are boarding later, there's no overhead bin space.
People took all the space above
Has never made sense to me. Put your bag above your seat. Why, if you're sitting in the back of the plane, are you putting your bag in the front? I've never understood that.
Shouldn't be allowed.
No, it is common sense. And they've even like They were saying that a lot on our flights, like, hey, if you're in the back of the plane, please put your bag above you in your overhead space. So they're going to rearrange their boarding process again. So now people will hopefully put their bags above their head. This is silly.
That makes the most sense.
It does.
Yeah.
And let people in the back off first. Like, I don't know. Oh, on first, excuse me. Yeah, on first.
I agree. Yeah,
like, start the back, move forward.
Makes sense. Yeah. We can't allow that.
Yeah. And then the last, Delta now has removed flight perks for politicians. I didn't know they had flight perks.
Who, did anyone know that?
Oh, well, they certainly did.
Yeah.
Obviously. Now we know.
Yeah. So they've shut it down. They've suspended these special services for members of Congress until the shutdown is over.
Until they get it all straightened out.
Yeah.
We have our TSA people back and getting paid.
Yep.
Those poor guys.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Like, elected people, they get all these perks that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all for that one.
Yes,
absolutely.
Me too.
That's one I can support. What do we got going on the rest of the day, guys? What's on your agenda?
It is my dad's birthday. Shout out, Jimbo.
Hey,
happy birthday.
Joe, happy birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday. So like, special stuff.
Yep. We'll be celebrating him. And that's kind of all I have going on, thankfully.
Is that why they're in town?
No,
for his birthday?
No.
Or just to be nice to you and the baby?
Yeah, just be nice to me.
You're
okay.
Yeah, to help out, yeah.
No other reason except the baby.
Yep.
Just using you to get to the baby.
Exactly.
If I'm really good, I'm going to be going to the gym today and then probably going to church tonight. And I think that's about it, and a lot of boring stuff.
Nice.
Adam, thanks for coming in.
Yes.
While Woody
absolutely.
Was out.
You were awesome.
What do you got going on today?
I'm going to go plant the trees that I picked up on Saturday.
Ooh.
All the free trees that we got from the state of Tennessee.
I bought one and ended up with 8. So I've got some work cut out for me, but luckily they're saplings, so it won't take that long.
Oh, good.
And then cooking dinner.
Oh, nice. Very good. And what are you cooking?
No idea.
You figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a 5-6 hours from now question.
Yeah.
I totally understand. Totally Hits 93.3. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Gina's going to continue taking you through midday here.